Well, welcome once again to the Bunnymuir podcast. And unfortunately, it's more discussion about defeat.
Getting bored of this.
I'm getting bored of it. I'm getting depressed of it, Simon, I tell you.
And Saturday was one of those games that should never have been a defeat.
No, it certainly shouldn't. We've said this so many times, certainly this season and last season as well. We got ourselves into a good position. We were the better team. We were capable of winning the game.
And we had a careless moment that cost us. I mean, I'm absolutely adamant that conceding that try in the 39th, 40th minute, whatever it was, even if we'd have gone into half-time 10-0 up rather than 10-5 up, would have made the world of difference, because it just gave Aki's that little bit of confidence, that little bit of sense that there was a way back in.
It gave him more than a little bit of confidence, to be honest. I mean, what happened, for those who weren't at the game, Muir had claimed a try, but had been given a 5-metre scrum by the referee, went from the base of the scrum and knocked on.
Everybody just stood still. The only person who went for the ball was Redder, and that meant that he got sucked in, so there was space behind him on the wing. The ball was hacked forward. Matt Cooper appeared 20 years younger. Legged it up the wing, kept kicking ahead. He was just beaten by Mark Hare, but Mark Hare couldn't gather the ball.
But even then, the bounce of the rugby ball defeated Mark Hare.
And I can't remember who it was, the Aki's inside centre. Just dived over and scored.
Neil Godsmark, I think it was. Dived on the ball to sort of stunned silence from most people in the ground before the Aki's support realised what had happened and started cheering.
And we'd been on the offensive for a good sort of 10 minutes before that, looking for our second score and looking to extend our lead. So to suddenly hand Aki's a 95 metre runaway score was careless beyond belief.
Absolutely, it's these simple basic errors, as you said in the match report. For the opening 39 minutes, Muir were in complete control, and that's not an exaggeration.
We hadn't turned that into maybe the points that we should have done.
But I don't think Aki's had been in our 20. They'd been in once when Rory Bonner missed a kick. Relatively simple kick.
But, you know, had we gone in at 10-0, there'd be positive reinforcement.
And Aki's would have been on a downer. Whereas
instead, we would have come away with at least 4 points.
Yeah.
Instead, we come away with one, because, again, having got ourselves into a decent position, we then again...
We got back ahead, and then we got pegged back, and then we conceded a drop goal. Beautifully set up by the Aki's back. I mean, they knew exactly what they were doing. Bonner knew what he was doing. They were playing for a drop goal. They got the opportunity, slotted it over.
I as well hear later on, I spoke to Aki's coach Simon Cross afterwards, and he's said specifically that Aki's have lost a few games by a few points this season, and after the draw against Aberdeen as well, they've been specifically working on drop goal plans.
And it worked.
And it
looked as though they were playing for it, and they succeeded.
Yeah.
But even then, even after that, Muir got right down the Aki's end, got a penalty, which we kicked a touch.
We probably won the 10 line minutes. Out. We had in there 22.
I don't know how long it was, but it was a long time camped in their 22, penalties, scrum fives, and we just couldn't get the ball over the line, and the game ended in a mistake when we ran into our own man, and referee blew up for the infringement, time over.
Yeah. I mean, credit does have to go to the Aki's defence in that period, because their body position and their defence was superb. They were driving up from low positions. They made it difficult for us.
They were desperate to win the game.
But so many times you see a team camped on the line, and eventually it tells.
Yeah.
You know, you find a bit of space somewhere. We didn't have any variation, though. It was always little pick and goes. There
was
just, no,
and it was one off pick and goes. It was one off pick and goes every time. Every man going on his own. There wasn't.
Yeah, and this, you know, off the back of the defeat to Melrose and then the cancellation against Heriot's, leaves us in a bit of a bad position.
Well, it does. I mean, we've been saying now for weeks that we're close. I interviewed both Malcolm and Ian Moody after the game. Unfortunately, and I apologise for people looking for tries and interviews on the website, the tape got snarled up in the camera, so I'm afraid it got ruined. But both of them are basically, well, almost shell-shocked and saying, you know, we are so close, we've got to keep doing the same things, we've got to just cut out the mistakes, we can turn the corner.
Now's the time to do that.
But now's the time to do that, because that's something we've heard now for a long time.
For a good 18 months, frankly.
And I was looking at some of the quotes that have appeared in recent match reports, and things like, you know, stop promising, begin delivering. And I think that sums it up really well. We keep saying we're almost there, we're promising to, you know, someone's going to get it, one of these days it's going to click. And it hasn't.
It hasn't yet. Frankly, as we've been sort of hinting at over the last few weeks, we're in a relegation battle.
Well, another quote, it was on one of the match reports, which was a direct quote from Ali Warnock, we're in a bit of a dogfight now.
You know, and yeah, it's time to start delivering those performances, because if we don't, we can find ourselves in a playoff or relegated before we know it, really.
Well, we're halfway through the season. As it is, we sit in safety. We're in eighth position. We've played one less than our 50% of the games, because the game against Heriot's was called off. But we've played 8 games, got 12 points. Aberdeen have played 8 games, got 12 points. And Dundee have played 7 games and got 11 points. And just one above us, Stirling County, have played 7 games and got 13 points.
Yeah, I mean, then you've got Heriot's on play date, got 20. So
there's
starting to form that 4-team.
It looks like 2 from 4 at this point. It can all change, but at this point, what we don't know is what the British and Irish Cup will do, either 2 or 4 Stirling and Dundee.
Yeah, I suspect that for those at the top of the league, it's probably a help. For those who are winning games, for those who are at the bottom of the league and losing games, I suspect, maybe hope, that it becomes a bit of a distraction.
We've got to hope it does.
Because Premier, you know, even for those teams in the B&I Cup, and the B&I Cup's a fantastic thing, but their Premiership status has to be their priority.
Absolutely it does, but it is a concern at the moment, and a trip to Millbrae on Saturday isn't going to be easy.
It's not. As you mentioned earlier, we've been speaking to the players, and after the match on Saturday, I spoke to Ali Warnock, Sam Johnson and Andy Watt, and also Aki's coach Simon Cross.
Ali, that must have been frustrating.
Very. First half, I felt that we sort of dominated the territory and possibly possession, and we let them off the hook quite a few times, and because their try at the end of the first half from scrumming their 5 metre line, it was pretty gutting. However, not quite sure what happened in the second half. Discipline seems to be a major issue, and with their driving line up, we can afford to give away penalties and we pay the price.
Yeah, was that the difference today? You felt was just the fact that we gave them so many opportunities to clear their lines and take the points?
I think it probably was. I'm not sure what the penalty count was, but I would expect it to be at least 4-1 ratio. So there's other things as well. We're not keeping the ball for long enough through phases. The only time we did in the second half, Reda scored a lovely try in the corner, and it's just getting that discipline and knowing your role in plays and in defence as well.
Yeah, I mean, the team doesn't seem far away from putting together an 80-minute performance and really living with the best in the league.
Yeah, I generally don't think we're far off. Discipline's, if we can keep 15 players on the pitch, we've said it all the season, we kind of struggled with that. I think our defensive systems are getting there. They weren't there at the start of the season, but they slowly get better and better. we're going to put ourselves in with a chance, but we're scoring points in every game, and probably enough to win most games you would expect. But yeah, that's where we're at.
Excellent, cheers very much. Sam, we had the pressure at the end there, we just couldn't turn it into the winning score.
Yeah, just unfortunately they did well to defend low body positions on the line and we couldn't break it. It was just a bit slow. If we need to generate quicker ball, if we think we're going to break them down in close quarters.
Yeah, we seemed to lose discipline throughout the second half. Was that a big problem?
Yeah, definitely, just punishing ourselves. They didn't really create an awful lot. It was their own discipline with the penalties that put us behind, and then trying to compete for balls when it wasn't on gave them the overlap to score.
Yeah, I mean, the side doesn't seem far away from being a very good side. It's just that final bit, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Very close to clicking if we get it together. I think someday will be on the end of a beating, but we just need to get all the phases together and go through our set plays and positions.
Excellent. Cheers very much.
Thanks.
Andy, that must have been a frustrating game to take part in. We seemed to be the better side for long periods, but weren't quite able to turn it into points.
No, yeah, it's definitely frustrating. I mean, being out there, I mean, before the game, half-time, I mean, we were all saying, you know, we thought we were the better team going to, and you could tell, we were just sitting in there, it's a kind of a defensive discipline that seems to be letting us down. So at key points, we're giving away penalties and letting them really off the hook. And there's a couple of times we camped down in their corner, so stupid little things let them off. But, I mean, everyone knows it. Take it back on Tuesday and keep working for next week. But we know, I mean, every week we're so close, I mean, we're coming within scores of teams, we're just not putting them away.
Yeah, I suppose the one positive that we can take is that when we do get our game working and put faces together, we look like a very dangerous side.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, we just said that, as we saw when Redis scored in the corner there, when we do put our faces together and we put into place what we practice on the Tuesday and the Thursdays, then it is really effective. And that's exactly what we saw. I mean, Redis scores a great try in the corner there. It's just doing that. I mean, everyone's switching on and doing that for longer periods. I mean, Ali was saying in there, it's just doing the things we're doing right and we're working on, but just doing them for longer periods of time.
Cheers very much.
No problem.
Simon, that was a very tough fought game.
It was an incredibly tough fought game by two really physical teams. I mean, I have a lot of sore bodies after that. I thought Boroughmuir were outstanding in the first half. I thought they kept pinning us back, playing in the right areas. The Aki's boys showed some spirit in the second half to come back. But I mean, that's a decent Boroughmuir side who are going to win a lot of games this year, I think, in the second half.
Was a crucial point the try just before half time?
Yes, I think so. I think that just clawed us back into the game. And I think a breakaway try was just a bit of luck for us. But I hope the guys finished off quite well. But yeah, that certainly was a turning point for me.
And the way at 15-all, the Aki's just kept possession and kept working position to get the drop goal must have pleased you.
Yeah, very pleasing. We've lost a lot of games by one or two points this year, so we've actually worked on the drop goal routine. And for the guys to pull it out of the bag, we're delighted as coaches. We're delighted that happened. So.
Thanks very much.
No problem.
Cheers.
Well, I mean, it was a poor week all round, really. It was one of those 3 out of 3, except it was 3 out of 3 defeats. The twos lost to Heriots, who were alongside them at the top of the league. They lost 25-17. And the Bears lost their second game of the season. They lost 43-40 to Selkirk, who were near the foot of the table, but it proves again, you know, the strength of some of those border sides, I guess.
Well, yes, it does, because I understand that Selkirk scored indeed with the last move of the game. By all accounts, I haven't had a match report, but by all accounts, it was a really, you know, exciting game of rugby. It was obviously end-to-end stuff, and Selkirk got the final score with the final move of the game, came away with the points. Presumably 5 points with that sort of score.
If they've kicked a lot of points, if it's not 4 tries.
I would have thought they'll have got at least 4 tries there, as probably will the Bears have done, and certainly the losing bonus point. But, you know, it's a tough trip down to the borders when you're a third team and you're struggling for numbers. I know that Ross Young had to phone around, I believe, over 50 players to try and get a team out. And we had some of the more mature members of the community, such as Alan Sivright, playing. And really, it's fantastic that guys like that, who have other commitments in their life, will still turn out in an emergency and represent the club. And that's absolutely fantastic to see.
And the Bears are still doing, you know, pretty well in the table. They're 7th out of 12 teams. They've played 5, won 3, lost 2, got 17 points.
Yeah, I mean, they're mid-table. They're solid mid-table, and they can move up.
And
I think teams above them played more games.
You know, in that sort of table, sort of the upper half of mid-table, I would guess would be their natural home in that sort of league where there is a lot of second teams.
I would have thought so, yes. And I think they're destined for, if not a trailblazing season, then at least a reasonably comfortable season.
Yeah, I mean, you've obviously got Selkirk, who are averaging 65 points scored a game.
Kelso,
who are averaging 65 points scored per game. So they're going to win the title.
You would have to say there's every chance that they will, yes.
But, yeah, I think if they can make their way into the top half of the table, I think they'll be pretty pleased with that season. As for the twos, it's obviously a blow.
It is a blow, but it's by no means a fatal one. I mean, they've still got two games in hand on Heriot's, and who sit top of the league, but they're only 6 points behind. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is looking like Heriot's here and Boroughmuir are probably, I mean, again, towards halfway through the season, you can say they're probably looking the best three
teams
in the league.
They're looking the three class teams of the league, and don't forget, Heriot's have still got to come to Meggetland.
Absolutely, you know, they're still well in the fight. It's a blow, but it's as you say, far from a critical one.
Well, as we know, I mean, it's very, very tough to retain a title.
Yeah.
And that's what the twos are trying to do. And at the moment, they're in with as good a shout as anyone. So, yeah. You know. Let's hope they can do it.
Absolutely. Well, after this final musical break, we'll have a look towards what's happening next week. Well, finally, this coming weekend, the first 15 have a trip to Ayr. The second 15 entertain Ackies at Meggetland. And the Bears are away to Lasswade at Hawthornden.
Yes, I mean, the Wands obviously have an extremely tough game ahead of them. Millbrae is never an easy place, or certainly hasn't been for a number of years. You know, you play an opponent sat at the top of the table and starting to have something of a look of champions about them. It's going to be damned hard. Unfortunately, I won't be able to be there. I'm away for the weekend. But I believe George Clark's going to provide coverage of the game for us, which is good of him. What's your take on the game?
Do we have to go? as you say, I mean, since we won the title over there in, what, about 2008?
Yeah, exactly. 2009.
It's not been a happy place. We've been on the back of many, many heavy defeats there. One in particular sticks in the mind. May have been the year after the title win.
I think it was the year after the title
win
when we were out of the game after 20 minutes.
We made four substitutions in the 20th minute.
Yeah.
you know, which that and it's a horrible, horrible journey back because it's a long, long way after a heavy defeat. It's horrible, frankly. So as a fan, it's not my favourite place to go. As a player in this situation, I suppose they've got to see it as a chance to test themselves against the best and a chance to prove what they've been saying and what we've been saying all season, which is if Boroughmuir hit their straps, they can compete with the best in the league.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't lose by much at Meggetland when we took them on in the opening game of the season. And indeed, I had quite a lot of hope for the season after that game. But, you know, we've really got to go to Millbrae and just focus. If we can cut out the mistakes, so easily said, isn't it? You know, and nobody makes a mistake on purpose. Nobody goes out to make mistakes. Nobody wants to make mistakes. But, again, discipline, we were very, very heavily penalised on Saturday.
You know, on Saturday, given how many penalties the referee gave against us, and you can agree or disagree with those penalties, it's his call, that's the end of it. Given how many penalties were given against us, you'd have to say it's a surprise that we only had one man in the bin.
Yeah.
Naturally, if you see a penalty count like that against a team, they could easily have had two or three men.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
and that's been a problem throughout the season.
We've got to keep the discipline, we've got to look after the ball. There's no doubt we have talent. I mean, the try Damien Hoyland scored was just, you know.
As well as, sort of, you know, that was a beautiful angle from Damien. And incredible pace, and the try Redder scored as well, where we won the ball from loose ball. Just we moved it left, we moved it right, moved it a bit further right, and
we found the overlap, and Sean Crombie popped up in the line and gave the scoring pass. We can do it.
Yeah,
will we do it?
Again, speaking purely as a fan, you look at the situation in the table, you look at the recent record, and frankly, I'd say any point is a good point.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But let's hope for more than one.
But if we can take four, it could totally
revolutionise the season.
You know, because all of a sudden people take notice of us, and it gives us the confidence as well. So yeah, any point is a good point, but it would be a huge win if we could take it.
Yeah.
The seconds face Accies. Accies are bottom half of the table, but having a fairly decent season. They're 18 points from 8 games.
Yeah, I mean, the Accies team talk is easy, isn't it? Ones did it last week.
Yeah. And, you know, again, you would have to back this if the seconds, if you know, in the extreme unlikelihood that a betting market for that level of rugby exists. But
it's a chance to get back on the horse.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's back at Megatland. It's
unseated last week, but get back on and go out there and take the bonus point, take the victory, prove that we're still not only in the title race, but you know, as near a thing to favourites as you can have.
Absolutely, and the Bears face a very tough game at Hawthornden. Last Wade's second 15 sit third in the league, having taken 21 points from 8 games. That played twice as many games as
nearly,
as the
nearly.
Bears. Sorry, it's 21 points from 9 games now. They lost at the weekend.
Yeah, so they've played 4 games more and they've got 4 points more. So
you know,
that's going to be a tough one.
That is going to be a tough one.
I think if it was at Megatland, I'd be favouring the Bears.
Yeah.
With it being away, I think
at that level,
go either way.
Home advantage does tend to tell. But you know, isn't it? It's not exactly a long trip away.
It should
be an entertaining match.
I believe it will be an entertaining match, and you know, hopefully the Bears will be able to get back on track and win that one.
After 3 defeats this week, let's hope for 3 victories next.
Oh, yes.
we'd be quite giddy if that happens, and we'll speak to you then.
Cheers.